Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kesuvos Daf Chas, Kesuvos 8. And we're going to start on the very bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara is discussing the concept of the Birchas Chatanim, of the blessing that is made for the groom and the bride at the wedding. It's called Birchas Chatanim. So we're going to start two lines from the bottom of 7b, where the Gemara states, Tanu Rabbanan the Brayse, it says, Mevarchem Birchas Chatanim, we make the blessing over the wedding, Ba'asara, it requires a minion of 10, Kol Shev, or make it all 7 days. Amar Av Yehuda, Vehu, and that which we learned, that you make this Birchas Chatanim all 7 days, that's Shebao Panim Chadashos, that's only when there are new faces, the first faces that were not there yesterday. But if there were no panim chadashos, then you only make a portion of these six brachos, as our daf discusses. This is the concept of called panim chadashos. And how many people do you need to make panim chadashos? Even though it's in the plural of new faces, the Rishonim say that you really only need one face. So therefore, this is the concept of, even though it says panim, it just means one face. So every day, it's sufficient to bring one person who wasn't there the day before. So says the Gemara, my mevarach, what's the blessing that you make for the Birchas Chatanim? What's the blessing? So Amar Rav Yehuda, says the first blessing is a blessing that was established to talk about the greatness of God. And this is the language of it. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, shehakol bara lechvodo, that everything was created for His glory, for His honor. And so this first blessing really has nothing to do with the couple, but was established for God's to give honor to the gathering of the people, that when the people gather there, and we first have to acknowledge God's greatness. And it's a reminder of the kindness of God that God created with Adam when Adam got married, as it says, Vayivial Adam, and the sages said, God was the first, best man, so to speak. God forbid that God, we call God a man, but he was the shushvin, the best friend of Adam. And so therefore, God created the chuppah of Adam and Eve. And so therefore, that's what this first blessing is referring to. And we're continuing on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph on our Daf, and the second blessing was established about the creation of man before Adam was, before even Eve was created. And this is the lesson. This is the formula of that blessing. This is the formulation. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, Yotzer Adam. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, who creates man. God created man, and so therefore, that is the blessing that's recited. And this was the blessing that talks about the creation of man before Eve was even created. Because again, here too, it's not about the couple that's being created. And so nevertheless, what's the reason why we make this bracha? And the reason is because it's introducing the next bracha, which also has the same formula of using the words Yotzer, and that's talking about the creation of woman. So the third blessing talks about the creation of Adam and his wife, and as it says, Asher Yotzer Asa Adam Bitzalmo, that God created man in His image, Bitzelem Demus Tavnitzo, in the form of His image He created man, V'hiskin lo mimenu, and God created from him, from his ribs, Binyan Adead, a building for all of eternity. Baruch atah Hashem Yotzer Adam, and this is the third blessing that was created. And what is the fourth blessing? The fourth blessing is a blessing that was created as a request and a prayer for the building of Jerusalem, as it states, Soz Tasis V'Tagel Akara, you shall rejoice and lift up rejoice the barren one, and that's a reference to Jerusalem, who's sitting there without any children, like a barren woman who has no children, B'kibbutz Banel Asocha, when all the exiles is gathered into her, B'simcha, in joy, Baruch Ata Hashem, Misameach Tzion B'vanel, that Zion should rejoice with all of her children. And what is the fifth bracha? The fifth bracha is a prayer to God that God that the bride and the groom should be happy and successful all the days of their life. And so this blessing is Sameach to Samach Reim Ha'uvim, rejoice and be glad, these friends who are lovers. Kisamechecha Yitzircha, that just like you caused Adam to rejoice with Eve, began Edom and Kedem, just like Adam and Eve rejoiced in the ancient world in the Garden of Eden, so too this bride and groom should rejoice. Baruch Ato Hashem Misameach Chasa Mekala, blessed are you, God, who causes the bride and groom to be happy. And the sixth blessing, which is a blessing that praises God, because God created this wedding of a man and a woman through love and joy. And this is the blessing. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bara Sason V'Simcha Chasa Mekala. Blessed are you, God, who creates Sason and Simcha. God creates joy, and God creates the bride and the groom. Gila Rima Ditza V'Chedva. God creates all this. These are different expressions of happiness, of Ava, of love, and Achvan, and joining together. V'Shalom V'Reyos. All of this idea of harmony and love and joy. These are all creations of God. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Yishama Bi'arei Yehuda. There shall be heard in the cities of Judah, Uvechutzus Yerushalayim, and in the courtyards of Jerusalem, Kol Sason V'Kol Simcha, the sound of rejoicing, Kol Chasam V'Kol Kala, the sound of the bride and the groom, Kol Metzalos Chasanim Mikupasam Unarim Mishteni Dinasam, the sound of the rejoicing of the bride and of the weddings and the parties. Baruch Ata Hashem Misameach Hasan Imakala. Blessed are you, God, who causes the groom to rejoice with the bride.